We would like to speak to you about healing positions. These are especially important now when you are feeling odor material and the buttons that that material pushes. What we hope is that you can see how much you have grown. And that does not mean that it is all gone or not bothersome. But if you are looking honestly at the situation, you will see that you have some coping abilities. It is still feeling bad, but you have some coping abilities. And you want to know that that is an acknowledgement of your work and of your growth and of the many things that you have been through. It also brings us into the re-examination of a patriarchal idea which needs to be discarded. And that idea is that what it means to be better or more healed is that you will never revisit anything and you will never have that chance to see what you have learned, how far you have come, and how much further you want to go. You see, that is a process. And any time you have the opportunity to strengthen a process, then you know you are on a healing path. You know that you are doing the right thing. But that in no way means that you will find this to be lighthearted or pleasant. It is not like that. It is simply allowing you to see where you are with yourself and with your healing. Now, in these times, you may experience that what we are going to call the wisdom of the other self. And that means that there is a part of you that can watch as these buttons are pushed and as these things happen, can watch and even comment on it, can stand back here and say, that is frightening or unpleasant or unnerving, but I am watching myself handling it. I am watching myself as I pull into a wiser part of myself about how I am going to take care of myself when there is pain or discomfort, and the fact that I'm going to stop and honor that I even have that part of myself. Because in the initial wounds, as you all know, it is like a raging storm, is it not? It is as though you have no self, you have no guidelines, you have no, and you do not have that voice of wisdom which will take you through it. And that is a power you are building that you want to have gratitude and respect for. Because it is the part of you that you are building and growing that is becoming stronger and finer and more protective of you. But what it means is we must give up the patriarchal idea that if you are healing, you will never feel or be bothered by the wound again. That is called denial. And it is one of the patriarchal things which you hear time and time again in different circumstances. And so you do not want to be caught on that when you are upset again. But you know there is a part of you that knows about this. Then let us have some acknowledgement of your growth. It is, of course, human to want to never be upset about anything about your wound again. But that is not how it is here on the earth. Certainly, the acknowledgement that you are wiser, that you are better, if you can let your focus go to that wiser part of you and say, I am with you, even in this pain or this discomfort. I see you, wise part of me. And I am going to spend as much contemplative time with you and in my meditations as I possibly can. It is an interesting thing when you let go of the goal of perfectionism about any lesson, about any experience in life. When you let it go, you actually strengthen the part of you that is wise, that is better, that knows who you are, that is willing to see what is best for you in any situation, and then is willing to honor that. We're going to call them the leftovers, even though we know they can be painful. We are still going to call them that, because this wise part of you is the manifestation of your spirit and its strength. And this wise part of you is speaking to you about where you are going. The pain, in essence, is about where you have been. But this part of you, you want to respect it, to honor it, and try to avoid that thing we see you all doing, which is, I know better than this, why does it still hurt? And you see, that is the part that comes from the patriarchal misconstruction. Wounds hurt, but that hurt does not have the same power or the same meaning that it did at another time. We do not want to send you all back in time and space, but we do want you to take a brief moment to remember that things now that you may be working on and making headway might take days or months to work on. But originally, you lived in hell for years. So we want some respect for how you have pulled yourself out of so many situations and how you will continue to do that. And we want you to know that we who guide you have the utmost respect for the work you are doing and for how brightly you shine. So we will take a moment and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, love goes. Feel a warm rain falling and washing away the cares of the world, washing away any heaviness, any fear, anything we may have turned against ourselves. Let the rain wash it away. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let the cleansing energy wash all the blockage out of the root so that your pattern for creating is restored and is strong and good. And feel the cleansing energy come up and into your second chakra. And feel that cleansing energy move out judgment and shame. Anything blocked or heavy, let it move out of the second center. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your solar plexus. And wash away the emotions that have come from the wound, or the emotions that are tied to the lie, or the emotions that may have been there for a long time, unnoticed and uncleansed. Feel those leave your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up to the earth and into your heart center. And feel the cleansing energy wash your heart center and make it free. Wash away things that you may have held on to longer than you need to. Old pictures of yourself that are not about who you are. Any expectations of others that may have gotten caught in that center. Let this cleansing energy wash them out of your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat center. And let them wash away any communication that might have been harsh or judgmental or unkind to you or to anyone else. Feel them washed out of the communication center. Feel that cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the cleansing energy wash the third eye so that the beauty that is your third eye is restored, along with your intuitive faculties, your ability to see the beauty in you, to see the power in you and the love in you, and to see the truth of the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown. And let this cleansing energy open the crown and make you able to receive what is strong and clean and true and full of wisdom and love that the universe is sending you. Able to receive. And feel the light of the universe filling your crown, flowing down through your thoughts, flowing down your spine and making you strong, taking the burden away from your shoulders and your back, bringing strength to your arms and your hands, bringing healing to your trunk and strength to your legs and wisdom to your feet. And feel that golden light fill you and move past your body so that your light is a bright, shining, magnetic thing, so that it will draw to you what is yours. so that it will allow the release process to move through your whole body, through your emotions, through your mind, through your body, through your movement, so that what is strengthened in you is your heart and who you really are. And in your heart, begin to embrace the energy of your heart, to bring as much love to your heart as the universe is sending into it now. To honor the love you are being given, you must first love yourself. Now see a beautiful road extend from your heart upward. See the road move higher. And see that a gift comes down that road to greet you. Resting the mind, know your gift. And when you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.